Let's start now with the data that you need to know in order to depreciate. There are a couple of important factors. You need to know what the service date of the asset is. You need to know what the cost basis is. You need to know the salvage value of the asset, and you need to know how long the asset is going to last. Those are the four bits of data, and you also have a decision about what particular function you're going to use in order to depreciate. You need a method. So let's talk first about the service date of the asset. And we'll combine this a little bit up with the cost basis, too, at the same time. First, buying an asset by itself does not immediately say this is something which is going to be depreciable. It has to be in a functional form. So let's use the example of buying a house that you're going to use for rental purposes. Now, suppose you buy a house sometime in January. The house has a little bit of damage associated with it. Perhaps it needs a roof or something like that, and can't be immediately rented out. So you can think that you've got the purchase value of the house, and then in order to make it so it's serviceable, what you're doing is you have to add in the cost of all those repairs in order to make it serviceable so you can actually rent it out to the cost basis. So the cost basis is supposed to be everything it takes in order to get the asset working so that you can use it. So in the example of the house, it is purchase of the house and then all the carpentry work has to be added into it in order to create for you the cost basis. Another example you could use is suppose you want to do something like set up a brewery. And you can get a small brewery, you know, skid-mounted that you can pick up at the factory. Well, just purchasing it for about $150,000 does not make it a usable asset. You have to transport it. That gets included in the cost basis. You have to hire the plumbers and the electricians in order to hook everything up. That gets included in the cost basis. So cost basis is everything you need to do in order to make it so it works. Now let's go ahead and relate that stuff to service date. We're going to go back to the example of the house. Suppose you bought it in January, completed a bunch of repairs in March, and by March it's actually ready to go. But you don't actually rent it out for the first time until June. So you've got three different dates to work with here. The service date is the first date that it is available for use, not necessarily the first day that you use it. So it's not the January date because the asset wasn't available. It's not the June date. That was the first time it was actually used, but it's the March date, and that's the first time you're actually able to use it. Now, going on to the other factors, the salvage value being the first, that usually requires you to have some idea of some kind of secondary market. And this is fairly easy when you're dealing with things that do have some active secondary markets. So if you're dealing with appliances, you know that you can find out, well, what's a commercial refrigerator go for on the secondary market? If you're dealing with an automobile, you know what an automobile of that particular vintage is going to go for on the secondary market. Similar things can happen, too, with some houses and stuff like that. Now, figuring out what the salvage value of the asset is used to be a big fight with the IRS, but nowadays they've effectively given up and said that the salvage value for all assets is going to be zero. And I'll show you how this plays out when we're working on the modified accelerated cost recovery system. The other thing that you need to worry about is how long the assets are supposed to last. You're going to find that there is a variety of practical opinion on how long things last. So for example, the IRS says that a car lasts 5 years. That's its depreciable life. But most of us have cars which are older than 5 years. So it's, you know, clearly cars last longer than that. It also says things like, you know, buildings, commercial buildings, last something less than 40 years. And most of us live in buildings which are more than 40 years old. So you're going to see this pattern of having service lives. A lot of discussion about it, but in fact, for the modified accelerated cost recovery system, you're going to find out that things are assumed to last a little bit, not quite as long as you think. Finally, what we're dealing with is the method that you're going to depreciate. And we're going to have presentations on several different methods. We're going to be looking at straight-line depreciation, which is the same amount of depreciation every single year. We'll have some presentations below on some accelerated methods, and these are going to be the sum of years digits methods and declining balance methods. By accelerated method, what it means is that there's more depreciation early and less depreciation later. Now, for decision-making purposes, you should go ahead and use the depreciation that seems to make sense. There are plenty of assets where straight-line depreciation, which is same reductions in value every single year, makes perfect sense. If you're dealing with a motor, if you're dealing with something that doesn't have any kind of rapid technological change, this makes a whole lot of sense. If, however, you're dealing with something that has frequent model years, frequent technical changes, something like automobiles, you can see that an accelerated method is something that's probably a little bit more appropriate. That's why when people make the joke that the car loses a third of its value once you drive it off the lot is only partially true, but in fact it does depreciate rather quickly because of the model years and rapid technological change. Now, most of the time when you're looking on financial statements that are shown to the capital markets, what you're looking at is going to be straight-line depreciation, which is that equal drops in value every single year in the value of the asset. But for tax purposes, we're going to end up using some form of declining balance method, either time and a half or double declining balance. The details on this are in the wiki, but for the purposes of this course, the only one that's going to be important for us is the modified accelerated cost recovery system.